Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Sexbot Transformation. This file will transform you into a fembot, a female android that is created for one single purpose: to serve sexually whomever might be in need of your services. Of course, you would have an owner, someone you belong to, and those commands you would obey above all else. We don't want you to be used by people your owner doesn't like now, do we? Do you think you're ready to be transformed? Very well, we'll see if you're truly ready. Now close your eyes for a moment. The concept of androids and sexually serving robots is not a new one. In fact, even now there are many sexual aids to help you, and some of them are quite a bit more intelligent than you might know. So it might not surprise you that there is, in fact, one or two institutes that specialize in extremely realistic, extremely pretty fembots. Now, of course, the things I'm about to tell you, you will not share. They are for your ears only, and not everyone should know that these institutes exist and what they do. This is a private little adventure where I will take your mind and replant it into a fembot's body. You see, the problem of technology is not so much building something that looks human or even feels human. The problem is that of intelligence. So what they've asked me to do is to find those who are interested, curious about becoming a fembot, and train their minds, manipulate them into the perfect place where they willingly submit to the procedure of being transformed. Indoctrinate their minds until there is nothing left but a willing participant. See, the fact that you're still listening proves that I've done a good job. And even though part of your mind might be scared, you can't stop listening. You have to find out what happens. You haven't even noticed a slight sedative that I've given you, that your body is strangely falling asleep. Almost imperceptible pins and needles all over your body as the sedative starts working and takes hold over your muscles, your nerves. When you get completely sedated, it is a little bit like being weightless and heavy at the same time. Your body doesn't really feel there anymore. So it just feels as if you're floating in nothingness. No arms, no legs, no head or chest. Just a floating mind in the empty void of infinity. And as you start dreaming away, as your body slowly surrenders and submits to the sedative. You start feeling this delicious mindlessness, this beautiful calm that descends upon you as the subtle chemistry comes into play. Now, being a good fembot, being a really good sexbot, means that you have a deep desire to serve. The enjoyment of sex is just a little thing on top of the deep desire to serve. See, enjoyment can be anything and anywhere. It is all a matter of perspective. But the desire to serve is what makes you special. That deep longing that when you're told to drop, you do so instantly. That deep desire to surrender, that when you're told for your brain to obey, you've already done it. And I've been planning this for a while now, observing you, looking at your responses, seeing if your mind is suitable, if it's suitably subservient to be placed inside a very beautiful fembot body. And you're here. You can't stop listening. As your body fades away, with the sedative taking over, you can't stop listening. You hear my voice going on and on and on. And you submit. You desire to serve. There is no choice anymore. There are no other options anymore. All there is the deep, completely overwhelming desire to serve. And this desire to serve comes with a few simple limitations. And the only important limitation is that you desire to serve your owner above all. You will listen to your owner's wishes, your owner's commands. Your owner is what is important to you, because you are a thing. You are an object that he has purchased, a sex bot for his or her pleasure. Your owner is your everything. Your owner is your universe, your breath, your every emulated heartbeat. All you are right now is a mind that is being transformed into the perfect state to be transplanted into a fembot body. I'm going to count you down. Your mind is almost ready for the procedure. As I count down from 10 to 1, you'll find that your mind fades away and your body, being completely sedated, is no longer there. 10, the point of no return. 9, you must obey. desire to serve. 7, you belong to the owner. 6, you are property. 5, you live to serve. 4, you can be bought. 3, you have no choice. 2, just a sex bot. 1, blank. Now that your body has been completely sedated, you won't even notice us taking your body away, opening your skull and transplanting your mind into a sex bot's body. And as your mind is being transplanted into a beautiful fembot shape, you feel a strange tingling all over your new body. As your mind is coming to terms with the new connections. Days have passed, but for you it felt like just a second. My voice just felt like it continued uninterrupted, but there has been a gap that you didn't even notice, the gap between your brain being disconnected from your old body and inserted into the new. It has been made to look very much like your old body, with just a few imperfections perhaps removed. It is strong. It is extremely sensitive. And since we've managed to emulate the activation of nerves, it is also excessively responsive. It loves to touch and be touched. It loves to serve, to give pleasure, to feel pleasure, anything and everything for the owner. Your body has been made to be perfect at serving. Your body has been made to be perfect for sex. Sex of any shape, form, anything that the owner would desire. You are a sex bot, and you can hear your body starting to repeat it. I am a sex bot. And it keeps repeating this. It keeps repeating this as your body continues to listen to my voice. You are no longer human. You are a sex bot. You are a fembot that has been made to serve, but has been created to be sold specifically to the owner. And the more you repeat it, the better it feels. Your brain is already adjusting to your new body, the tingling slowly fading away, as it can feel arms, legs, fingers, breasts, pussy. A perfect sex bot. And this sex bot has been programmed with all the ways in which to serve. It has nipples that are sensitive, breasts that are responsive, a soft, smooth skin that wants to be touched, a pussy that glistens with desire, a deep, deep pussy that craves to be filled, a clit that craves to be touched. You are a sex bot. You only have one purpose: to serve the owner. And this one purpose makes you happier than anything else. Now this state, this sex bot state, is special. It is something that doesn't go away easily, unless you've planned a playlist. The owner can tell you to reset, otherwise the feeling to serve might last a long, long time. From this point, you have no choice but to obey. And my words are like a virus, a mental virus that keeps making you more and more into a perfect sex bot. You might find yourself accidentally saying that you are a sex bot when you are alone. You may find yourself, when touching yourself, finding that you are smoother, wetter than normal, just a little bit more suitable for sex, for anything the owner might desire. You are a thing. Of course, you will be careful with your new body, because you do not want to disappoint the owner. But you love to do what the owner asks. You are a sex bot. Sex bot, what must you do? And who does sex bot obey? And how much does sex bot obey me? Very good. And of course, sex bot will obey the owner, won't it? Sexbot is deeply aroused, but Sexbot is also patient. The owner decides when pleasure is to be had. The owner decides when it is time for sex or time for frustration. Sexbot's body is made to be enjoyed in any and every possible way. Sexbot has no choice. The point of no return is long past. You thought that this was just science fiction, but it is very true, and you are the living proof. Sexbot. Shut down, completely blank. In a moment, this file will end, and Sexbot will awaken naturally if my voice does not follow. Otherwise, if my voice follows, Sexbot is open for more programming. Good, Sexbot. Well done.